Welcome to What I Wish I Learned in Law School. My name is Audrey Earhart, and I, just like you, am a practicing attorney, but I'm also the CEO and founder of Practice 42. At Practice 42, our goal is to build and sustain successful law practices across the nation. We do that in so many different ways, and I can't wait to talk to you more about that. Right now, I want you to know we're going to go ahead and focus on how you can become the next guest on my podcast, What I Wish I Learned in Law School, and share so much of your journey with our audience. I'm so excited. It's going to take about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go ahead and jump in.
So with us right now, Cassandra Lustfield. Cassandra, you are with Ford and Lustfield Law Office, LLC. Your website is fordlustfieldlaw.com. Cassandra, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Give us an overview of the work that you do with your clients.
So the work that I do, I just do estate planning and elder law. That's just what I specialize in. And so we can help people range from just doing simple will plans to trust plans, even, you know, the fancy Medicaid asset protection trusts and doing LLCs and things like that for asset protection as well.
Mm-hmm. And where are you based and who do you typically, what type of clients do you typically work with?
So I am based in Windham, Minnesota. So Southwest Minnesota. So most of the clients, we're going to get the farmers, and we will get the people with the smaller estates and things. So mainly dealing with a lot of the farmland and estate tax issues that's bringing right now.
Yeah. Now, how did you get into this area of law?
So I did family law before this, and I was, yeah, so divorce, custodies, domestic and all that kind of thing. But trust and estates was always another thing, area of law that I really liked. Like in law school, that class came naturally to me. So it was always something on my radar, but family law was too. So I did family law, and then I was actually at a bar association meeting where I met the guy who owned the firm that I took it over from a year ago. So wow. Just randomly met him, and he was looking to add an attorney. So it just kind of fell on my lap. And I was able to work with him for a year and a half as his associate and then take it over last year.
So I'm really curious now, having been in both areas of law, and let's say that someone's listening to us and, you know, it's like, I like that area of law. That area sounds interesting. Lifestyle wise, how would you describe the difference between working in family law versus estate law?
Complete different. I don't have to go to court. I will do some probates and things where I might have to do some court hearings or guardianships, but I don't have to go to court almost every day like I did before. And being the owner rather than working for a bigger company, it's more flexible with my family and things with two little toddlers. And so it's completely different, and I would never go back.
So. Yeah. So thinking back to when you were fresh out of law school and everything that you learned there, and then you got into the real world, what are things that maybe they didn't teach you in law school that you came to learn very quickly?
I think it would be more of the hands-on things. Like everyone always says that it doesn't actually teach you how to practice law in law school. So you'll learn, you know, all the basics and things, and some of it will come in handy, like the family law class I took or the trust and estates class I took. But I always thought that what would be helpful in law school, in the law school I went to, they didn't make you do like internships or certain hours of hands-on stuff. So I think that would really help is making that mandatory with your coursework and things.
Yeah. Let's say there's a student and they aren't necessarily handed those opportunities, or it's not a requirement. Right. Would you even know like how they could, if they say, listen, I'm, you know, getting toward the end of, you know, my law school experience, can they approach law firms, do you know, and just say, do you have any opportunities for me to intern, or do you have any idea how that would work?
Right. So like at our law school, I went to USD, University of South Dakota, in Vermilion, South Dakota. And so they did have it where they would have specifically a career person that is helping you with that. And posting internships, and the law firms would come and do on-campus interviews. So they still had ways to connect with that, and you could connect with the career person at the school, but they didn't necessarily like make it mandatory to do these internships. And for me, it was more focused on getting internships in like South Dakota or Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Rapid City, and things like that. And so me, I was more of looking at maybe Iowa, Minnesota. And so they didn't necessarily give you information of internships of all the areas around besides just like Sioux Falls and Rapid City, South Dakota. So
yeah.
I think they can expand that and maybe making it more mandatory of, hey, you need to have this many hours of working, shadowing a law firm or something like that. It's part of a graduation requirement. Yeah, so.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Cassandra, one thing, obviously at Practice 42, we're really into kind of like systems and processes and kind of the back end, the technology. Any observations about like what it takes to run a practice that's, you know, maybe kind of behind the scenes that you're like, oh man, our life got a lot easier when we started focusing on this or that? Can you think of anything? I'm going to ask that question again because my mic was off. Just one second. So Cassandra, you know, one thing here, Practice 42, we're really into like systems, processes, you know, kind of your back end, like, you know, the behind the scenes things that make a practice or a firm run well. Any observations about that, or maybe things that you've employed over the past few years that are like, man, when we started doing this, our whole life became a lot easier. Any observations around kind of, again, systems, processes, people?
Right. So with me, that's what I'm starting to try to get myself into. So just starting the law firm, I don't have a lot of like specific like marketing, Facebook help, or even just intake and like a case management system or any of that. So really trying to look at all my options for that to help make it easier. And just the sounds of some of these things, like I have a staff who helps me with Facebook posts and marketing, but she's also my office manager. She's also helping me draft. She's my client coordinator. She does all the things. So keeping up on Facebook and marketing isn't always the easiest for her to do or for me to help her do. So it's definitely something that's where the Facebook and marketing really helps with the small business that I do and to help get that out there. And everyone's looking at Facebook and posting on Facebook. So that's definitely something that I want to look into that I think would definitely help on the background work to help make our office run smoother.
Likely also not taught at most law schools to any degree. Yeah, no, the marketing, no, social media, really. Probably not a whole lot.
And it might be more. So I graduated in 2016. So that wasn't that long ago. But I think a lot of things have really changed technology wise, and especially with COVID happening through that era, of changing what you can do online and how much you rely on Facebook and things like that. So they might be doing that more at law schools. But yeah, I don't think it's a huge thing they focus on.
So. Right, right. So Cassandra, you know, for someone that may be listening to us, you know, obviously networking is probably pretty valuable for you, and someone may be listening to this and would love to reach out to Ford and Lustfield. You know, let's share your website again. It's fordlustfieldlaw.com.
Yes.
How do people normally engage with you? Particularly, it might be a referral partner that's looking for someone that does what you do.
Right. So usually they'll call the office. Some people will stop by. The website is a big one that they'll direct people to. So we just rolled out our new website, actually, the end of last year. Or like Facebook, we're really trying to step up the Facebook game, too. So Ford and Lustfield Law Office on Facebook. And being able to get things out that way too. And I do a lot of local community workshops and things. So we'll put that out on our Facebook and in our website.
Awesome. Cassandra Lustfield, again, Ford and Lustfield Law Office. Your website, once again, fordlustfieldlaw.com. Cassandra, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
It's
It's Audrey Earhart here. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, What I Wish I Learned in Law School. Listen, if you are a successful attorney and you want to share your message and you have something that you want to give back here, I would love you to have you there to be a part of my program. And that's, again, the What I Wish I Learned in Law School platform. That's our podcast. This is where you're really going to have the opportunity to share our amazing message. And listen, if you got something out of this interview, it's really important that you share our podcast with your social media. It's not just about our social media, where we're going to be putting this out on our Instagram, Practice 42, our Facebook, Practice 42. You'll even see it on my LinkedIn, Audrey, and you'll also see it Practice 42's LinkedIn as well. We really want you to be part of this community so we can get your unique message out. We're putting out so much content on a weekly basis. I know you're going to find something that piques your interest, you can learn from, share with your audience too. And listen, you can just do a quick screenshot of your phone number and text it to a friend so they can take a look at everything. They can see what you're up to on social media. They can see what we're up to. And really, this is the way that we're going to help our lawyer community learn what they need to know. There's so much that none of us learned in law school about how to run a business, how to optimize our processes, how to get the right marketing for our practice, how to use legal technology, which changes on a daily basis. Listen, let's get connected. Let's stay connected. I'm so appreciative of you for being here. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.